sounds of every kind.
An ear full of music.
A little something extra.
An arm full of you.
Let me show you a few things.
You might have this.
Turn the radio up.
The Earful.
Okay, let's do it all over again.
Should
another. We were just having the debate if we call these volumes or episodes.
I kind of dig episode for some reason, but I don't know why. We use volume for the other showcase.
Like we were saying, it could be tome. The earful tome three. Top of the show, big gigantic, called Odyssey Part One.
I wish I could hit that high
note. I wish I could too, man. That's a killer high note. They're just pretty cool off of Brighter Future, brand new album, 2017.
Do you know Big Gigantic? Like, I remember a few tracks, but I don't really know them deeply.
No, it wasn't something that, like, stuck with me. But this album was a little more... I felt like it was a lot of, like, wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah, like, you know, like, dubstep-y in the first one.
Oh, yeah,
and I think they evolved out of this one to where, like... It's a little more on the hip-hop
train. Because I stayed
train.
Away from that. Yeah, I remember.
And that's what kind of discouraged me from the first album.
I'm curious.
Okay, yeah, but that it's a pretty decent album, and they've got a lot of like guest vocalists
on it. But
that
jam is the jam.
It's pretty jammy, so that was a good start off, and we're back, baby.
We're back.
It's Ty and Tom from the Ono Radio Show, and we're hitting you with some super awesome bonus content.
Tome three,
baby. Ty, I got to just preface this by saying that, you know, the way Ty and I are doing this show is we're basically saying like, hey, man, you know, we like throw our collection of
we're jamming a
six song salute every time to the show, what we're jamming. And Ty came out of the gate this episode with some pretty awesome theme, a pretty awesome theme. Let's just let the people listen.
Do it.
We're going to start this off with track one from Ty. Enjoy.
You want to get dirty in Nigeria? It's about to get down.
Oh, yeah.
So what I'll say, I have been on a very hard world listening track lately. A lot of it very Nigerian inspired. I came across an album called World Psychedelic Classics Number 3.
Wow, Number 3?
Yeah, I came across that album, and it had, I believe this track is on that album. Yeah, it was. And also some William Wenibor, which I know I reference later in the show.
It's awesome, by the way. I'm a sucker for Nigerian rock, man.
It sent me down a real journey trying to find all this different stuff that I didn't know really a whole lot about. Yeah. I had heard a little bit of William Wenibor before, but I knew nothing about so much of this. And
this
it's
is good
funky
stuff.
It's dirty and it's rock.
I think for people that might not be versed in this kind of music, I think that for this episode especially, you're going to be listening to some really good ones that you're going to just go down that rabbit hole yourself. You got to dig.
There's so much you can find, though, once you start finding stuff you like. I mean, I tried to find Ofo and Black Company, this Allahu Akbar song.
Yeah.
And I really couldn't find a whole lot of their discography right away. But,
But you dug and you found it.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. And also, I really got a reference. what's his name from... oh, God, Ty. I smoke
too
much.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
You know, that
guy.
I know that one guy.
But that was who? Ofo and Black Company.
Ofo and Black Company.
So you need to get on that, like, tomorrow. You need to get on that.
No, I'm sorry. David Byrne. David Byrne has a record label called Laukebop, and it's full of tons of world stuff that was put out by Laukebop. And also,
look at David Byrne.
A lot of that William Wedmore album is also Laukebop. Like, it was all collected by his record label, which also sent me in that direction.
That's awesome. So you just kind of went in that direction and turned over all these good songs.
Tons of jams.
This was definitely a departure from that.
What's going on?
This is Sweet This Pain, interesting group name, The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer.
Well, I want to hang out.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. This is off a 2014 album called A Real Fine Mess. I mean, it's just straight up blues rock from Vancouver. The Vancouver rock scene, huh?
Right. All sorts of taste. That is sexy.
It's a duo, too, so, I mean, there's lots of duo goodness in there. Two dudes, Sean Hall, Matthew Rogers. Harpoonist? I don't know which one's The Harpoonist and which one's The Axe Murderer, but you can find out for yourself. And moving on.
Also sounds like a jam that...
This was so good, Ty.
In the world theme.
Bringing it hard. Love it.
I think how you say his name is William Wunnibore.
Wunnibore?
Wunnibore. Wunnibore? Wunnibore?
Yeah, Wunnibore. Talk about this motherfucker.
He was the first guy in Nigeria, really, to start using drum machines, Moogs, synthesizers.
Really? So like a pioneer.
Yeah, real pioneer back in the day. And he started bringing it into the scene while kind of the funk scene was going on here. But I love this.
It's such a great track.
This track is a remix track off an album that he put out called What? And Hot Chip and a bunch of other different... Optimo is on this track.
It just rides.
It's delicious.
It is very delicious. Yeah, I mean, so this guy, what is this? Why Go to War?
Why Go to War?
So what is that? That's a 2014 album.
That remix album was
2014. Oh, it's a straight-up remix album.
Yeah.
Oh.
And also, he died this year, I believe, in December. It's funny because I just started really digging into his discography and find out he died. I was like, well, shit.
Well, hey, I mean, at least you're celebrating him late in life, and we're passing on his musical legacy.
And I did get that vinyl, so I'm supporting him still.
Dude. Wunnibore. William
Wunnibore.
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 Again, let's take us far away from world music.
Man, this new album's pretty... Oh, no, this isn't the new album.
No, this is
an old album. You know they just put out a new album, though.
They did, and which spawned me to go back into the world of Future Islands, which we're listening to right now. This is Long Flight, and this was from Evening Air, which was a 2010 album, so this was a while ago.
Yeah.
But it rides. It's like, it's just fun, like, synth pop, basically.
I like his voice.
I like his voice, too.
The characteristics of his voice, I just dig.
You ever seen them?
No, never seen it.
Me neither.
I feel like they hadn't been around that long, but 2006, it's been a little while.
Yeah, he just pulls you in with that voice. Yeah. And they've got a lot of albums, actually. I was surprised, because I did like kind of the thing where I found the discography, and I like opened it up, and I was like, this is a lot of shit. They did a lot of short play, like EPs, you know? Yeah. Like with like two or three tracks on them, but yeah, Future Islands, I think...
Always good jams.
If you're into
Future
it,
Islands, I
get
like
down
it.
With your bad self on it. This, again, great choice, Ty.
My world music continues, man.
Presidente.
Presidente.
This is a self-titled album this guy just put out. Puerto Rican rapper, writer, producer. He was in an alternative rap group called Calle 13. But this album also just came out a couple weeks ago, and I wish I could have played the intro track to this too, because there's a fun intro to it. But
he can flow, man. I wish I knew what he was saying.
I have no idea what he's saying.
Some badass shit.
There's actually a couple tracks in English on the album too, but
dude, it says here that this guy,
sexy.
What's his name? Is it Residente? Resident?
I don't know his actual name. I think it's Residente.
But it says he's won 24 Latin Grammys with his group and himself. That's a lot of goddamn Grammys.
It's a whole
man.
Lot of Grammys.
I mean, I don't even know who we would, you know, his equal would be in the United States. Like, that's a lot of Grammys.
And the jams are jamming, man. It's thick with some bass. And I just dig it. Mm.
That's good shit, man.
I always want to crank it.
Let's take it down a notch.
Oh. Oh. Hey, girl. What you doing?
If you stick around, you'll eventually wear the crown. If you've got the patience and wherewithal to pass the time. Rolling with a punch.
Yeah, this was pretty good stuff. Randomly found this dude. He's a Norwegian singer songwriter, Sandra Lachey. This is Baby Come to Me, and this is off an album called Pleasure. I mean, it's just straight up like poppy indie rock. It just moves all over the place.
I know nothing about Sandra Lecce.
Oh, delightful. Norwegian.
But I love the little jazz and the pop. Yeah, man.
He's got some lovely ladies singing behind him.
Definitely interesting, man. You're peeking my ears out.
That's what we do. We tickle each other's ears. And then he like breaks it down like that. And you're like, yeah, man, yeah. Yeah, so check him out. Sandra Lachey. And check these mofos out.
Showbeliter 1, man.
Yeah.
They've been around for a little bit, but in all honesty, I didn't really know anything about it. And Square Pusher, if you guys know who Square Pusher is an electronic artist, also English. It's hard. Some of his stuff is straight hard, like techno, you know, pushing beats, but I really love the Showbeliter 1 side project. It's all
it's interesting.
Acid jazz.
So it's a full-on ensemble?
Yeah,
it's him.
Four people, I believe, and he's playing bass in this, which normally I think he's, you know, tied to the synths and keys, but he destroys the bass, too.
Damn. Yeah. Listen to that.
That is bass, actually.
Yeah.
This album, Electrack, just came out, and it's full of some crazy, jammy, jazzy.
So is the album just kind of like
it's
everywhere?
It's a whole live album.
Oh, it's live.
And I wish it wasn't live. I want the full fatness out of it, but it's sexy.
So how do you say it? Showbeliter?
Showbeliter 1.
Showbeliter 1. That's good stuff, man. Check that shit out. That's kind of like, I know Square Pusher, I just didn't know Showbeliter 1.
I didn't either until just now.
This is a little why, question mark.
But why?
Yeah, I mean, why's been around for a little while. He's just got that voice kind of.
I've definitely heard the why before.
He sounds like he needs a hug, but
right, just a little hug.
Yeah, I mean, their build is an alternative rock hip hop band. Yeah, I mean, I can feel that. It says they've been around since '97, or he's performed under a stage name before he was in Y. I've never heard of that him as well, but. I feel like Y is just kind of, they're in and out of my life.
Dig the track.
That's Proactive Evolution off of Mo Liam, which just came out this year.
Still listed as hip hop though? Yeah.
Which is, I guess there's a couple of tracks on there where he gets down and he kind of flows, but it's just like in that voice.
Man, this stuff is a fun jam.
Oh, this was good.
All the tracks on it are pretty short, but delicious. So this guy, Onra, put out three volumes of this, but this is the most recent one. Just came out 2017, called Chinoe series, I think, or Chinoe series.
Yeah,
maybe?
That looks like you're right. Chinoe series.
This is volume three, but
he
basically takes tons of classic Chinese music and makes beats and makes it delicious.
Oh, no shit.
The whole album's sexy, though.
That's cool. So he's got a cool theme wrapped around it. How many albums is this? Is part three?
This is part three. There is part one and two, but he also does other things that aren't just this. You know,
Rad.
He has his own flavor, if you will.
Get on that Onra.
Onra.
Oh, bongos. Oh. Bongos are dangerous. Bongos are just like... There's some baby making going on to bongos.
There should be bongos in here. I can make that happen. Lay that beat.
Pick it up. Pick it up.
Baseline about to come in. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I really dug this. This is a Roosevelt Night Moves off of the album Roosevelt.
You can believe I'm going to listen to this later.
Yeah.
I haven't heard this yet.
Yeah, he said apparently he's a German singer, songwriter, and producer, and his stuff's just, it's just filled, you know, it's a lot of synth pop, indie electronic, and kind of mixture of that and chill wave.
Did you listen to the album?
It's a solid album.
Is it as sexy as this?
It's all pretty sexy, actually. Yeah, it doesn't...
I might use that adjective too much, but this is pretty sexy.
It is pretty sexy. He's earned the right to be called pretty sexy. Night Moves by Roosevelt.
Oh, man. Yeah, Ty.
Still
so on my bad, world baby. Kick. Dude, this episode is the Ty world kick.
This was probably my favorite one of all that you've
picked. He's like the James Brown of Brazil. Openly loves marijuana and cocaine, and he's put out a ton of music with lots of soul, and it's all sexy, man. I love his style.
That's an awesome analogy that he is the James Brown
so much sexy, sorry.
Of Brazil, right?
Of Brazil, yeah. It's all Portuguese. Yes, sir.
So good. So this was off 2002. Oh, it's off your World Psychedelic Classics 4.
Like I said, man, all the Laukabob, I went down a deep hole with all this stuff. But this album is all Tim Maia, and he's fantastic. He does have some disco albums that are kind of funny, but still awesome. And dude, I love soul funk, bossa nova. I love all his flavor. Love it.
Okay, people, well, so you need to get on.
Get on it.
Is it Tim Maia? Maia?
I want to say Maia, but
Tim
I don't
Maia.
Know if that's right. Maybe Maia.
Do it now.
Do it.
All right.
Can it ever be the wrong gong?
We are miraculously at our last song.
Is it?
That shit went fast. Damn. Wow. All right, so we're going to end off for a... on the Octopus Project, Wrong Gong. I like the name of the song.
Can it ever be the wrong gong?
But they're just kind of like, they're kind of a heavy electronic trio from Austin, Texas.
This is awesome. This is my jam right here. Oh, yeah, man. Good picks, T. Jamming off your flavor, man. I can't wait to do a little research.
Yeah, so that's...
And all of you. You should do your research.
Agreed. As we tell everybody that listens, what do we tell them, Ty?
We tell them, hey, you know, we listen to all this stuff. We find it how we do. Go listen to this stuff. Go Pandora. Go through Apple Music, whatever you may do. Listen. Find it. Love it. Pay it forward.
Yeah, pay it forward, you know... Tell other people about it, because in this day and age, that's how music and that's how artists and bands, that's how they keep going, because people want to see their music. They want to listen to their music. They want to show people their music. And maybe that's our mission statement here at the Earfall, is to do just that. But that's a super good jam. Octopus Project.
Love it, man.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
We just can't ever escape it. It has to happen. All right, chill the fuck out. That's right, it's my jam. Go ahead, Ty. Spin the wheel, Ty.
Wow. All right. And
this wheel takes forever, guys. Sorry.
$1. $1. $1.
What is going to be the jam category for today? Oh, best Frank Zappa song.
Oh, Zappa. Man, all right. Man, are you a Zappa lover of all?
Okay.
How Zappa do you go?
I love Zappa. I definitely had my Zappa phase where people were like, dude, you got to listen to Zappa. And I listened to a lot of Zappa.
There's plenty of Zappa I don't want to listen to as well.
Thank you. There's plenty that I don't truly enjoy, but there are some true gems in some of his albums. And he was a complete
Work of art. Yes. I love how his brain works.
That's a good way to put it. And I mean, I just come right off the bat is... it's definitely Muffin Man.
Yeah, you had to go Muffin Man, man.
I gotta go Muffin Man.
I can't blame you.
It's just so fucking good. It's also one of the very few songs that Frank Zappa plays guitar on, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like when Frank Zappa actually just got in and actually played guitar.
He could play that thing back and forth.
And he just did it effortlessly, you know? I mean, obviously, you could see where Stevie Vai picked up a few things.
Right, right.
But it's just, that's a great track. It's just dirty. Oh, it goes on.
That 75, baby. Bongo Fury, yeah.
Yeah, Bongo Fury. So what about you, Ty?
My pick, it took me a while to really go through what I wanted to go through, but it's actually one of the only vinyls I have, too, of Zappa, but I had to go Dirty Love, man. It was off that overnight sensation, Mothers of Invention.
I do love this song. It's such a great choice.
It's great wordplay. It's funky. It's dirty.
Your dirty love. Like you might surrender to some dragon in your dream.
Oh, I gotta get after that pretty loud.
I love this fucking song.
Yeah, the lyrics especially. Like,
there's a lot of wordplay.
When you read the lyrics, too, it's like, this is so good. Ooh. He spices it up with some fucking fiery guitar. That's super good stuff. Wow. Again, we are cooking through these episodes. This was another episode, if you could believe it or not, of The Earful.
We did it.
I'm so proud of us, Ty. We're doing this. We're becoming pros. Hopefully, you're all loving it, and you're telling on a radio show how you just want more and more of The Earful.
We'll tickle your ears.
We will tickle your ears. But yeah, man, this another solid show with a lot of solid tracks.
Hell,
I'm loving,
yeah, man,
the world feel that you like put in here. I think that's tough flavor.
That really has been my jam lately.
I love
it. I couldn't not share that with everybody.
Dude, that's so rad. And
a lot of good finds on the world finds.
A lot of good finds. Like we always say, what we do with this stuff, we post up this episode. It'll be at the www.onoradioshow.com. We'll post the link up to our groups and such on Facebook. But yeah, check it out. We'll list all the tracks that were on there and the artists. So if you just want to go search on your own, check stuff out, you can.
And if you have stuff that's been burning a hole in your eardrum and you need to pass it on to us, please do send us a message. Let us know what you've been jamming, because we're always curious.
Because we are always curious and we want to listen to those new hot beats. All right, with that
bad
said,
taste, we'll tell you.
Oh, trust me, we will. But I had a lot of fun. Look for, I guess, the next couple of episodes. We're just kind of doing these in batches and putting them out. There's always new music to find and listen to, and that's our freaking goal.
Even in the wait for us to complete these last couple, man,
I've been eating up
a ton of great new jams. Yeah.
Now, this is great, and this is, again, bonus content for the Ono Radio Show, Thursday nights, 8:30 p.m. at... It's a test.
Ono Radio Show. No, we're on Mixler. Mixler.com/OnoRadioShow.com.
That's right. And you should check us out on all those great social media outlets, Twitter, Facebook. I even think we have an Instagram, too. You should check that out.
I'm pretty sure we do.
But yeah, I mean, we're having a good time doing this, and you bet your ass we're going to do more. So thank you for listening. And
thank you very much.
Let's take them on out. Enjoy.
Jam it.
Later. We'll be right back.
hope you enjoyed the music.